The Power FM Brekkie Show.
As part of Apple for the Teacher, it's made me do a lot of reminiscing about my school days.
Bit of reflection even.
You know how recently we put up pictures of ourselves, our old school photos, just as like a bit of a fun thing to do online?
Yeah.
Well, when I was looking through for those pictures, I actually found a stack of my old report cards.
Really?
Yes, my report card's not from primary school, unfortunately.
I'm surprised you kept them.
I am too. It's just in this big stack of stuff my mum gave me. I don't know why she gave it to me, but she said, "Hey, Kristen, here's some stuff from school. Do with it what you want." And I was like, "Oh, okay, mum."
Yeah.
Put it in a box. Never removed it from that box. It's still in that box. Anyway, so I'm reading through these report cards and I thought, you know what would be like a fun little thing to test how well you and I are getting to know one another? Because we've been doing this job for about a year together now.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought what I could do as a test, I could read you a couple of segments from my report card.
Yep.
And also read you a couple of segments I've written about myself. So okay. A fake report card.
Yes.
And if you can guess which one is my real report card, so better reflects who I really am, and which one was written by me, then I reckon that's like the ultimate test to decide how well you know me as a co-host.
I think I know you pretty well these days, and I reckon your report cards might show something about you being mischievous because you are quite naughty at work.
No, I was really good. I was a really good student though, Jules. Naughty at work, but that's because I'm letting my hair down because I put in the hard yards in school.
Okay, here
all
we
right.
go.
Here's the first thing. It could be from my report card. It could be written by me. It's for English. You ready for this?
Yep.
A very capable student. Kristen has completed the requirements for the term, but not to the degree which his abilities suggest. Greater focus on the task, better time management, and more self-discipline is necessary if Kristen is to realise his potential next year.
Sounds like you're a bit lazy.
That one might be the fake one, though, Jules. What are you leaning towards at the moment?
Okay, yeah, that one.
As the real one or the fake one?
No, as the real one.
Oh, okay. Well, wait until you hear this one. This could be the real one.
Okay.
English. Kristen is an A-plus student whose English skills never cease to amaze me. He speaks it like it's his first language, possibly the best student I've ever had.
Yeah, that's a fake.
You sure?
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. How about we do one more? This one's for drama.
Okay.
Had miss marks for drama. Kristen is working at a satisfactory pace at present. It is now time, however, for him to put in extra effort regarding line revision, practice of accents, and singing to display his full potential. He is capable of a lot more and needs to move out of cruise mode and work harder. I fear his moderate grade will reflect his abilities if he does not address this now.
Wow. I reckon that is your real one.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's pretty biting.
What's the other one?
It makes me sound like a student that wasn't putting in his best effort.
I reckon you were a bit lazy at school.
You sure? Okay. Well, how about this one, Jules?
Not working to your full potential, as a subtle teacher would say.
Kristen is an exceptional drama student. In fact, I've started calling him Brad Pitt around the drama classroom.
Yeah, no, that's
on
a
account
fake.
You sure, Jules? You didn't even let me finish.
Yeah.
You reckon that's the fake?
That's a fake.
Wrong.
What?
Yeah, nah.
What is wrong?
Nah, the first one was a fake one. Second one was real.
That is not true.
Me about being an awesome drama student.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, they called me Brad Pitt.
Yeah, teacher was calling you Brad Pitt.
Yeah, on account of my drama skills. They called me Brad. Little Brad, they called me.
Little Brad.
Yeah, and they called Alice Little Ange because Brad used to be with Angelina Jolie back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't think Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have been together that long.
Well, how are you going to prove it, Jules? It's just my word against yours, and I'm saying I was the great student I make myself out to be in my fake report cards.
Maybe I'll follow it up with one of your teachers.
Yeah, good luck.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.